The NBA has long embraced the opportunity to grow its presence around the globe, and the league today takes its biggest steps to date to cultivate a potentially fertile market of India with the first of two preseason games in Mumbai between the Kings and Pacers. That's where we start the Morning Buzzcast for today, October 4th. I'm Rick Ellington. Sacramento owner Vivek Ranadive made it clear almost from the get-go when he bought the team in 2013 that he wanted to take the Kings back to his home country one day. Today, he gets that wish. I'm sure it will be rather emotional for Ranadive when the game begins at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time, and really, who can blame him? I'm also sure there might be just a little more emphasis being put on this game inside the Kings locker room than most other preseason affairs. Meanwhile, the hope that the NBA has is that these games result in the same growth of basketball in India that mirrors the boom that occurred in China a couple decades earlier. The league and its partners are going all out around these two games, and if they're deemed successful, it's hard not to see a return trip from the NBA in the coming years. Corporate layoffs are no stranger to the business world, but it hits close to home when a giant in the sports business industry goes through that. And that's what happened yesterday with Sports Illustrated, as reports are that as much as half of the magazine's editorial staff was let go. The layoffs were described to the Washington Post as worse than what most people were expecting, and many of the affected personnel took to Twitter last night to detail their status. The Maven, the upstart media company that officially took control of SI yesterday, plans to fill those vacancies by hiring upwards of 200 contract workers that will cover specific teams on both the pro and college level. It's clear that one of the biggest brands in sports media is going in a different direction, and for some longtime readers and subscribers like myself, the moves at least symbolically represent the closing of a chapter in SI's long storied career. Jimmy Johnson hasn't won a NASCAR Cup Series race in more than 2 years, and he missed the playoffs this season for the first time ever, but the seven-time Cup champion may have gotten a big win off the track as Ally Financial plans to announce as early as today an extension of its primary sponsorship deal with Hendrick Motorsports and Johnson's number 48 car. Ally is finishing the first of a two-year deal after replacing longtime Johnson sponsor Lowe's. The financial company obviously has seen enough already to stay with the team, despite Johnson not yet reaching victory lane under its colors. Now, while Johnson is returning for the 2020 season, it's not known if Ally's extension is tied into a longer run for Johnson as he looks to land a record eighth title. But it would be hard to see Ally making such a commitment without some kind of assurance that the future Hall of Famer is still behind the wheel in the years to come. The Rockets defeated the Clippers last night in Honolulu as the NBA preseason tipped off for both of those teams, but the bigger news came away from the court as Clippers owner Steve Ballmer reiterated his plans to build a new arena in Inglewood despite the bevy of lawsuits being filed against the venture by the MSG Corporation. MSG and Jim Dolan own the Forum, and they obviously believe a new Clippers venue would hurt business. Ballmer displayed his typical upbeat outlook on things when he proclaimed the lawsuits won't knock them down even if they get hit in the nose. Those are his words, not mine. This clearly looks to be a big year for the Clippers on the court with the arrival of Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, but the developments on the arena front may be just as important, if not more so, for the long-term health of that franchise. That's your Buzzcast for Friday. Hope you have a wonderful first weekend of October.